Well, Marcus, you look like you're enjoying your football both individually and as a team at the moment. It's been a fine start to the season.
Yeah, obviously, 4 games, 3 wins. That's the start you want to make to a season. We probably could have made it 4 wins out of 4 if we'd been a little bit better against Bradford, a little bit more clinical, but you can't complain with 3 out of 4.
Tell me how it all clicked on Tuesday night. What do you feel really sort of worked that made it such an all-round sort of top-quality performance?
I think the quick start really benefited us. I think we caught them a little bit by surprise with our formation, the way we set up. And obviously the 2 goals in basically a minute startled them massively. And we just kicked on from there, I felt.
Yeah. Did you feel a few sort of nerves going into the game as a team? And did you feel those kind of dissipate straight away as soon as you started on the front foot?
Yeah, obviously, you know, when Millwall come, it's going to be a tough game. They're meant to be up there. They're going to be a power in this league this year. So when we obviously got off to the great start that we did, everyone settled down and we just play from there.
How many games do you think it will be before we can get a real sort of clear look at where people are going to be? Is it 10, 15 games before things settle down and you get a clearer picture of how it's going to pan out?
Yeah, it's usually about 15 to 20 games into the season. Obviously, this early on, you can't really tell. But everyone, you want to get off to the best start you can and try and keep that going throughout the season. So I feel we've started off quite well.
Yeah, I bet the mood's pretty good, isn't it? Bit of a buzz around the place going to Oxford.
Yeah, well, obviously we're excited for the next game after the way we played the other day. We just want the next game to come and hopefully we can keep the standards we kept up in the last game.
Yeah, a tough one against the side, obviously, who were promoted last season. But, I mean, you went to Rochdale, didn't you, and won in the first game of the season. So no fear, I guess, is probably the motto.
Yeah, I think that's the case everywhere we've got to go. I think our away record was one of the best in the league last year, so we've just got to keep that up and prepare the best we can and obviously go out there and do the business when it matters.
Yeah, I think you won 10 away league games last season, which, as you say, was an excellent record. Do you feel you're set up quite nicely to play away from home, that quick sort of pacey counter-attack?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, most teams expect people to sit in when you play an away game. So I think, obviously, we catch them a little bit by surprise when we're so expansive and go forward with such pace.
And you've really sort of picked up where you left off last season. You had an excellent campaign last season, didn't you? And already off the mark with a couple of goals. You must be loving life.
Yeah, I always seem to start off well, to be fair, for every season I've ever had. I always think that's the key point for me, trying to avoid injuries this year. Yeah. Every year I've played, I think I've been out for 2 to 3 months during the season. So I think having a full season behind me would be vital for me for the future, for definite.
And you've got lots of attacking players in the side, in the squad, yourself included, of course. But is the difference at the moment that you're being given under Grant McCann the freedom to play, the freedom to go out and express yourselves?
Yeah, I think we've got a very expansive attacking team. Obviously, we've got Guion on the left, Tails in behind me on the right. Obviously, we all want to get on the ball and go forward, which can be good, can be bad when we're defending. But when we're attacking, I don't think there's a better force in this league.